Okay, we are at Mitzvah Saseh Ches Tes and Yud. For the first time, we have Averis or Halachas of Lashon Hara that have to do with whom. Now, till now, the question was yesterday was where, in the Beis Medrash, it's worse than outside of Beis Medrash, or what you say. Ches Tes and Yud with deal with who to say Lashon Hara about. So let's say you're planning to say Lashon Hara, you should pick one that has only 17 Averis and... rather than the full complement of assays, it should have one less. So here we have a list of those who there's a special aveira in saying lashon hara about. Mitzvah ches, v'im al misha mesapel lashon hara erechilus. If the one you're saying lashon hara erechilus about, who's zaken, is a zaken. What does zaken mean? Zaken literally means an elderly person. The Gemara says, "Ein zaken, zaken zesha kana chachma," that refers specifically to somebody who has a level of wisdom. We'll have to see soon what level of wisdom. So there's an aveira, or rather, I should say, a mitzvah of vahadarto pnei zaken, of being kind to or showing respect for a zaken, which as I said means one of two things, or both things. Now, afilu zaken amo oretz. Even if you have somebody who's over 60, zaken is someone over 60, which means middle age. It used to mean old, till I turned 59. Now, zaken is middle age. So if he's a zaken amo oretz, then you violate this aveira. Now, parenthetically, he says, even when we talk about a zaken, we usually say an elder, somebody who's wise. Hai vahadarta pirshu chazal da aseva de lofanav namikai. The pasuk says, mepnei seva tokum, stand up for an elderly person. Vadarto pnei zaken, and be respectful of your elders. So we darshan. Bimnei seva tokum vahadarta. For an elderly person, you should stand up and show respect. And tokum vahadarto pnei zaken. That zaken, someone has chachma, also you have a mitzvah. So that the mitzvah applies both to someone older and to someone who has wisdom. Shehidur hu kibud devarim. Hadar, like creates hadar, is a nice fruit. Shehidur is to treat someone nicely. Kibud devarim, to be nice with words. Haino ledaber loy davar kavid va'adnus. To talk to him with respectful, in a respectful way, and showing that he's a master to you. Ubamakish meganeu bavadi enim ahadrei. And when you speak badly about him, that's the opposite of hidur. Unless you have someone who's wise, he's not old. Besides that, there's another aveira of putting Talmidei Chacham to Bezayin. Gemara counts that as an apikorsis, even if you believe in God, but you're mevazal Talmidei Chachamim. You get a double aveira if he's both. If he's both older and a chacham. Now, a couple of things here that need explanation. To me, it strikes me that the Chafetz Chaim is going a little overboard here at first glance. There's a mitzvah, we're not talking about an aveira, we're talking about mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah to be respectful to a chacham. Let's say you're not respectful to him. Is it a bigger aveira if you talk lashon hara, you don't talk lashon hara about him, as far as the respect? You're failing to show him respect one way or the other. So this, I don't understand. By kibud av, I understand. There's a mitzvah lechabda. You're not allowed to sit in this place, now you have to there are things that you're not allowed to do. But by an old person who's older, there's no aveira to sit in the seat. There's no aveira to be seisa devarav. It's all a positive commandment to do a positive thing, to show respect. So it's a little hard to understand why, if someone is not mechabed elderly people, why it's a bigger avera if you do or don't say lashon hara, and lashon hara is an avera. But as far as the pasuk of vahadarta pnei zaken, it's hard to see it exactly where it's coming from. What? I don't know. It seems that he's stretching it. I don't know. We say bechlal hena tashmei alav, that from a positive commandment you learn the negative. But I mean, the Chafetz Chaim writes it. He's passing this way, so he passes this way. But you're equally not showing. Is there more not showing hidur by speaking lashon hara than by just being quiet? Either way, he didn't show hidur.
Is the hidur between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm being mahadir the zaken, as opposed to the zaken should see that I'm being mahadir.
So if you're not mahadir him, you have no respect for elderly people. You have no respect for them for whatever reason. Now, does the fact you speak lashon hara make it a bigger avera of adarta pnei zaken? You're missing the mitzvah saseh. You're being mahadir pnei zaken.
It's worse when you're speaking against.
It's worse, but is it a greater violation of the? I don't know.
It's worse because it's lashon hara, but it's not worse because you're not showing respect to the thing. You don't want to show respect. What's it got to do? Whether you say lashon hara or you don't say lashon hara.
It's worse. No, it's
worse if you say if the concept of why has to do with you not respect. So if you don't respect.
It is worse, but the question is if it's a technical violation of the Aveir.
You have to give a special respect to the Aveir.
Hello, the Chafetz Chaim writes here, Ayin Simen Reish Mem Dalet. So I brought here a copy, a little bit of Simen Reish Mem Dalet. Now, Jews are products to a certain degree of the country in which they live. And the mitzvahs that this country does well, like Chesed, we're very good at. And the things that the country doesn't consider important, like showing respect for elderly people, is something we're not good at. I mean, we're nice to elderly people, and we're certainly going to help them if they fall on the floor. But it's not on the top of our list to stand up when an elderly person walks in. It's not just here, it's everywhere in the world. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, Spain, okay. And Italy, that's
China.
Very
there.
It doesn't mean in every country.
All right. Okay, I really have no idea how it is anywhere else, but, what? China? They do or don't respect? They treat the elderly well. I think in China, the two parents only have one child, so he's got to keep them busy. Japan. All right. In Japan, they bow to everybody. They're more respectful in general. Okay. In Shulchan Aruch, it's very interesting. An interesting shaila here. Peldik Ramah. Listen to this. This is Sif Aleph. Chavos Chaim says I Reish Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. So that's why I did. I made a copy. I don't want to bring the sefer. Mitzvah Zasei Lokum Bifnei Kol Chacham. Afilu Einay Zokin Elyonif V'Chacham. One mitzvah is to respect anybody who has wisdom, even if he's not old. Even if he's not your Rebbe. Now listen to the Ramah. Rak shu gadol mimenu v'roi lilmaid mimenu. Ramah says, he has to be a big Talmid Chacham. He has to be a little more than you. A little more than you. You have two chavrusas, one is a little more than the other. There's a mitzvah to be mahadir panav, the Ramah holds, even if he's a little more than you. So Dava Pella. So the Shach argues. The Shach says, Zeh Shekana Chachma doesn't know, he knows one more Masechta than you. It means he has to be Muflig B'Chachma. I think the Gra means to argue. The Gra only says two words on this. It says, Ayin Sifches. Sifches, it says that the mitzvah to be Mahadra Talmud Chacham doesn't apply to two Tamidei Chachamim, one to the other. It applies somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham to a Talmud Chacham. But that's what he says. So it seems that one is smarter than the other. He says it doesn't apply. But the Ramah holds he's a little smarter than you. going to give cover. But you don't have to stand up. Everybody walks in. Just
a piece.
To Moshe Bavel, that made the books, because obviously it's not an obligation. So they did it. I don't know. So I don't know. I don't think today we do this properly. I've recounted, I think in the past, I was at a wedding, and there was a tumult outside, and they called me over if I could speak to the grandparents. The grandfather refused to walk down the aisle. And I was friendly with him, so I went out. So he tells me, he doesn't want to walk down the aisle, he's able to stay either. I said, why are you able to stay either? He says, when the chassid walks down, everyone stands up. When the kala walks down, everyone stands up. You don't have to stand up for them. Me, I'm not a talmid chacham, but I'm over 70. According to everybody over 70, you have to stand up. So now I'm going to walk down. No one's going to stand up for me. It's not staying either. He's right, isn't it?
From what I understand, that's why I'm standing up for the first.
Because he's over 70?
Because in the old days, he was always let down.
The old days, they didn't stand up for the chassan. You remember?
No.
It's all new.
I was told that you're not standing up for the chassan. It's that the Rosh Hashiva used to, he wasn't allowed to get a puff.
Used to accompany him down, you mean?
Used to accompany him down. That's yeah. The minute where everybody stands up for the
chassan. I don't know. As far as I observed, the standing up is recent. They usually attributed to, what? They did not stand up. Yeah. Now, 500 years ago? The Ramos says that at a chuppah everyone's standing. The Ramos says everyone stands at a chuppah. Alright, that's why. It says there because of Alt Covid, everyone stands. So it could be when chairs are set up, it's respectful to... It could be Alt the Mitzvah. By Bikurim, the person who accompanies... It's interesting, Mishnah Bikurim, it says the people who brought the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, everyone stood up for. And Riki Vega there says... That's why by a bris, you haven't noticed when they bring in the baby, everyone stands up. The baby is not a zaken, right? Why are you standing up for the baby? So Riki Vega says the people bringing the kvater, the ones who bring in the baby, they're like the ones bringing the bikurim. It says the same thing with Levaya. When they bring in the mace, you stand up. Why do you stand up? For the people bringing the mace, not for the people, not for the mace himself. Riki Vega in the side of Mishnayos says that. And there it could be that that's a reason to stand up when the chassan kala come down. But anyway, my point is not the chassan kala. My point is a person who's that age. You should stand up for him. So one Shabbos tshuva. One Shabbos tshuva. What? No, I said he's right. I said he's right.
They don't necessarily know how old he is.
70? 70? Young people are 60. 70.
Or is that 65, you don't say a number?
I can tell you who was. What? No, so we only have to stand for someone if he's over 70. A Pierre Rizal over 60. So. When he enters the room. What? Oh, really? When, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, when do you have to stand up? First, I skipped one line. Chemis lakum nesei v'hainu ben shivim shana. I feel I'm aretz. So either a chacham or a seva, a 70-year-old. May misai chayev lakum ifneim. Shigia letech arba amaisav at shiagru b'neged panam. This is talking in a place where, it's a public place. And when he comes within your dalar amis, there's an obligation to stand up. Also lahatsa made of mimenu. You know, I'll purposely look the other way. If then you don't see him, it doesn't do anything. Alright, according to this, you should. I believe that when he's nichnas lebeisai, it's the same din. Let me just see. Pesach tshuva. Yeah, if you notice, you're not obligated to stare at the door all day. Now, here's one thing that I have my own personal thing. At weddings, I usually don't sit by the chassan table. Unless I have a job there, you know, like either I'm the waiter or the Masada the Kedushin or one of those things, so I have to sit there. I don't sit there. Why don't I sit there? This is a Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. I don't know, you tell me. Hoya biyachad chacham shemuflug b'chachma v'ubachar v'zakein shemuflug b'zikna v'uchacham. You have two people. One person is clearly wiser than the other, and one person is clearly older than the other. So... they're sitting to decide something that's either din taira or inyane taira. So the chacham sits up front, has nothing to do with age. L'hayshev ha'chacham b'raish. U'l'daber t'chila. U'b'misibah shal mishteh, but let's say it's a wedding, or it's any gathering of a mishteh, of a meal, or shal nesu'in. Ha'ch nachar zikna l'hayshiva b'raish. Who's supposed to sit at the chacham table, at the chasen table, at the head table, based on age. Based on age. So fair shemachav and shulchan aruch. So, you know, I'm getting there, but right now many people at the wedding are still older than me. So even if I'm the smartest person in the room, which I don't claim, I shouldn't be sitting up front. It's Beferi Shemachav and Shulchan Aruch. Why? Well, it's not well known. Not well known. But there's no machlaik is here. All right? So by a chasen table, he shouldn't be sitting up front. Or if somebody is a relative, so everyone knows he's sitting up front, now it's Mechabit him, but that's covered for his position. But, okay, these are some of the dinim of being mechabit elderly people. Okay, I don't think we're... yeah, it's hard if I'm going to understand where that comes in.
Back to your original question about Igor and if I say Lashon Hara about somebody on Monday, I'm not being mechabit. I say I'm on Tuesday, do I get a separate Aveira? It's one Aveira.
If it's an Aveira, every time you have a Bevatel Mitznasei, I guess.
Every time you say Lashon Hara, you're being all there on Hebrew.
But at that, in that hour, if I'm not Mahadurim, either way, what's the difference? I do say Lashon Hara, I don't say Lashon Hara. I'm not being Mahadurim if I say nothing. If I talk about the Cubs, I'm not being Mahadurim. And if I talk about Lashon Hara, I'm not being Mahadurim. What does one thing have to do with the other?
I'm not there.
I should mention in the Ber Mayim Chayim, he says b'fun of dafka. The isser of not being mahadirim is only b'fun of, and La meragel b'vaday la makabel tzarachin. Tzarachin, if being makabel lashon hara about an elderly person is included in the aveira, but here he says b'fun of dafka. So it seems that being mahadur is only when you have the opportunity to be mahadur. So anyway, if you're going to say lashon hara about someone, choose a young ignoramus. Don't say it about a Talmud Chacham. I agree, it's not nice, etc. My other question is about the technical part.
And let's make sure to say it outside of the basement.
Yeah, you should go out of the shul also, okay. And Tess, V'im al Misha Mesaper hu Kayin, an extra thing about a Kayin. The one you know is a Kayin, V'kineu B'zeh B'fonav, again B'fonav, if you're Megane him in front of him, Oiver Gamken Mitzvah Sevi, V'kidashtoi. It's a mitzvah v'kidashe, she'tzevinu b'zeh, linoig behen kovein harbe, k'gay she'bedabro l'loshon hara rechilus u'mavazeyu b'zeh, b'vadei eina mechabdei v'aiver. It's again, you're not mechabed him by talking l'loshon hara about him. And
a regular person, is that the same thing? Is that an extra?
Well, v'kidashe seems to be another dimension. It's a treat him as if someone who's holy. The Kiddashta is because he's eligible to do Malach in the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting, if I recall correctly, Magen Avraham says the Kiddashta applies to a Kayin Katan as well, because Saifai lasseis avayda beBeis HaMikdash. There's a Shaila on Simchas Torah, when you give the Aliyahs, we give Kayin Levi three Yisraelim, Kayin Levi three Yisraelim. Sometimes you get to a Kayin Katan, a 10-year-old Katan, and you have a 60-year-old Yisrael, didn't get an Aliyah yet. And you're still mechabed, you give it to the cotton, to the kayin first. Why? Because saifa lasis avayda, to be eligible to do avayda in the base of English, that's what I'm mechabed him. The fellow named Michael Klein, who's a frequent guest in our house, he's a kayin. And we always give him benching. So you tell me once, you have to give me benching every time. You give me benching a lot of time, you don't have to give it to me every time, you give it to someone else. So I told him, Michael, you think we do it to honor you? I'm not honoring you. Why would I honor you? I'm doing it to honor Yezayda, Aaron HaKayin. I'm Mechabed Aaron HaKayin, and you're telling me I shouldn't be Mechabed Aaron HaKayin? Kiddashtai. It's interesting. Years ago, someone called me. He said in a certain yeshiva at the lunchroom line, a young man who was a kayin insisted he goes ahead of the line. He's a kayin, right? Naitalman of Barayish, he goes first. So one of my neighbors asked me whether it's so. So the Prima Gadim says that Vikidashta is only by Dvar Shabakdusha.
Yeah,
he speaks first, it means when by Dvar Taira. Well, he gets a chelik first,
that's by
Lita Mana Barayish is by Sudas Mitzvah. That's the Prima Gadim says. By Sudas Mitzvah.
What?
By Mitzvah, by Sudas Mitzvah.
You open up a door for